Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice faced tough questions on Iraq today. The chairman of the House Government Oversight Committee suggested missteps by her department may be hurting the U.S. war effort. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
This was a hearing Chairman Henry Waxman has been anticipating for months. He's been firing off letters to Secretary Rice, demanding documents and better oversight of the State Department's activities in Iraq. And as he sat down across from her in the hearing room today, he brought up a litany of concerns.
We need to know what the State Department is doing to combat corruption in Iraq. We need to know whether the State Department is capable of real oversight over Blackwater and other government contractors. And most of all, we need to know whether the mistakes of the State Department have jeopardized any chance for political success in Iraq.
The California Democrat brought up some of the things he's learned in recent hearings, pressing Secretary Rice, for instance, on what she knows about an order Iraq's prime minister allegedly issued to protect himself from corruption probes. Rice said she'll have to get back to the committee on that.
We have many, many hundreds of documents, hundreds of reports of corruption. We investigate them all, but nothing is going to be gained by speaking prematurely about allegations without fully investigating them.
Well, this is a big deal. This is the prime minister of the country.
I agree with you.
It's his country, his government that we're propping up with the lives of our soldiers and the billions of dollars of our taxpayers' money.
Other committee members came armed with emails and reports about cost overruns and construction problems that have delayed the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Rice insisted that the problems are being fixed at the expense of the companies. When Maryland Democrat John Sarbanes pressed her on investigations into Blackwater, the private security company that was involved in a deadly shooting incident last month, Rice said she's making changes in the way the State Department oversees contractors.
I certainly regret that we did not have the kind of oversight that I would have insisted upon. We now will have that oversight.
Other committee members brought up previous incidents involving Blackwater that they say should have raised alarms earlier. Rice acknowledged that there needs to be clearer rules as to how contractors could be prosecuted if accused of wrongdoing. But the secretary also said that these private guards are needed because the U.S. military wasn't willing to protect diplomats in Iraq and the State Department's diplomatic security service is too small.
This is the best way that we can find to make sure that our people can get out of the green zone and go to do all of the programs that are being questioned here, whether they're on anti-corruption or budget execution or training personnel.
The secretary tried to fend off complaints about a DynCorp contract to build up the Iraqi police. She denied that millions of dollars have gone missing and said simply her staff is now trying to reconcile the accounts. She also said she might have to appoint someone to deal with all the numerous requests for documents from the House Oversight Committee. Chairman Waxman said of all the government agencies he deals with, Rice's State Department has been the most difficult. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.